This is Adam Nutter.
And this is Greg Trout.
And we're Nerds with Words, and you are listening to the BS Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob Phil.
And I'm Bob K. And you're listening to episode 27 for Monday, July 17th, 2017.
Well, gather around, kids. We have a great show for you this week. We're going to talk about, what the Bobs are drinking, because we drink during the episode. I don't know if you guys noticed. We're going to talk about how Robert cheated on me last week, which I may or may not appreciate. And also, Game of Thrones is coming up.
We've got more listener feedback on the gross shit people have seen at the office. We'll talk about some of the most unhealthy choices you can make at restaurants, and as always, a crazy news story.
That was an ode to Scary Caller, who we've all grown to know and love at this point.
Well, I think the fear has kind of subsided, and now it's just he's a part of the Two Bobs family at this point.
He is. Him and elderly listener will live and die with this show.
They really are our best callers.
They really are. If anybody else wants to step up, though, you know, they're accepting of competition.
Yeah, we do have a phone number, 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. And a little, a eureka moment that I had this, I guess really just within the last couple of days, was finding out that you can actually text that number as well, and we will get those messages. Now, being an audio show, I think we do appreciate the voicemails, but if you're going to provide feedback, we'll take it any way you got it.
I was thinking that you were going to say your eureka moment of the week was figuring out that you could use the indoor water park as a bidet.
Oh, you saw that.
Everybody saw that.
Yeah, we went to an indoor water park and we were on our way, and Melissa goes, "Well, what are you going to do without your bidet?" And I said, "Well, I'll just use the pool." So, you know, in the course of the days that we were there, my son Benjamin was kind of sitting on that same little a little spout that kind of comes out of the ground, and we got a picture of it, and I thought, "Well, let me just use this and I'll put my face on it and ha-ha." And I'm like, well, shit, we're here for another day. Why don't I just go down there, sit on it, and get Melissa to take a picture of it? So she was kind of, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So I said, all right, you'll see. And then she got mad that, you know, I didn't tell her what it was. And, oh, well, she got over it quickly.
What else would you do other than post it on social media?
We got, you know, I think out of all the Instagram and Twitter and Facebook messages that we've posted, that one seems to really have struck a chord. So I was happy with the results.
Oh yeah. Kelly actually saw it before I did. And so she mentioned it to me. She's like, have you been on Facebook and seen what Robert posted recently? And of course I went on there, and there you were. There you were in all your glory. Glory.
Yeah. It's funny. Picking my dog up today from the friends that she stays with while we're gone, the husband asked the wife, have you seen his pics? I had my Two Bobs t-shirt on. So I guess he was thinking about it, and he kind of looked at her and go, did you see what he posted today? And she hadn't. So he just kind of laughed.
Nice.
I think it's one of those things where you kind of expand the boundaries of what's embarrassing and what isn't. And I think we've talked about bidets enough at this point that it's not that embarrassing anymore.
Not to mention, I would say that both of us are pretty confident in ourselves, where there's not a whole lot that would
no,
that would really, I mean, I have no pride at this point. So, I mean, I've shared enough on this show where if you've listened to all 26 going on 27 episodes now, you know, you got a lot of dirt on me. So, you know, me standing up over a jet of water in a public indoor water park, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be above it either. And obviously you are not. So
one of my favorite parts of that too was when Alan from BioBidet Company saw the tweet, and he either saw it on Twitter or Facebook. Anyhow, we've had a good dialogue going on with him, but where he kind of wrote back and saying, you know, the instructions that I sent you specifically said not to bidet in public.
It's going to be a new thing. Like, remember planking from a couple years back? It's going to be bideting.
Oh no.
We're going to make it a thing.
I don't need any more ideas.
So anyways, this beer isn't going to drink itself, and I'm really itching to try this week's beer. So why don't we jump in, figuratively.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Can't jump into beer. I wish I could, though.
Well, you know, it's funny, and I kind of pushed it aside because I wasn't quite sure how we could do it, but I did see an article, I think within the last week or two, where you go to this spa, and basically, rather than hot water you're soaking in, it's hot beer. It's supposed to, you know, open up your pole. Sure. You know, the usual witchcraft BS that they tell you. But well, like, yeah. I mean,
I don't know if I buy it.
I mean, is it a waste of good beer or is it bad beer? You know, that's, I don't know.
It's probably Bud Light. So
it could be.
It's a better use of Bud Light than going down your throat.
Basically water. Basically water. What do you got over there?
All right. So last weekend we went up to Frankenmuth, Michigan, which I don't know if you are familiar with the area. We go up there a couple times a year. It's like a kind of a local, regional, touristy area. It's very German, so they love their dark beers, and you know, the dark beers have a lot of interesting flavors. So I went into a beer and wine store that they have in downtown and picked up a couple different things. So for the next couple of weeks, I have some very interesting flavors. They're very desserty, so they're probably not beers that I would, you know, buy a six pack of and, you know, and sit down on a hot day with some sure. buddies and drink. But here and there, I think they'll hold their own. So this week, what I have is a Mackinac Island Fudge Stout by Arbor Brewing Company. Looks like a lot of people call them for short ABC Brew Pub. They have locations in Ypsilanti, Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan, which I think is where they're based out of. But what I thought was really interesting is they have a location in India as well.
What?
I'm dead serious. If you go to their website, it says we have three locations where you can drink ABC beer at the source, one in Ypsilanti, another in Ann Arbor, and even one in India.
That's where they just take the calls, Rob.
This is where they have tech support in case you can't figure out how to open your beer or something like that.
You want to find out where to buy Mackinac Island Fudge Stout, and you call them, and that's where the phone call goes. Guarantee it.
Now, let me ask you. I assume everything in Michigan, like only people from Michigan or maybe Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, know what it is. Have you heard of Mackinac Island before? Like, do you know what it is?
I mean, are you asking me that because I called it Mackinac, or is that just kind of how you typed it on the notes? But no, I have heard of it. I couldn't tell you where in the hell it is, but I have heard of it. But I don't know if I even tell you it was in Michigan before.
Yeah, it's
until now.
It's an island that's, I think it's 8 miles around. That's located, actually, it would be on the Lake Huron side, right between the upper and lower peninsulas of Michigan. So it's a cool place. It's very. It takes you back in time when you visit. They don't have cars on the island. There's horse and carriage all over. So, you got to dodge horse shit all the time. But, there was a movie with, who's the guy that played Superman?
Christopher Reeve.
Yes, Christopher Reeve starred in it, called Somewhere in Time, which my parents love. But it took place at the Grand Hotel, which is this beautiful historic hotel that's over there. But anyway, one of the things that I love about Mackinac Island, besides it's just kind of a cool place to visit, is they have freaking awesome fudge. So they have some of the best fudge I've ever had. All different flavors. I mean, it's you walk up and down like the shopping areas, and there's just fudge shop after fudge shop after fudge shop. So they're kind of known for it. So I'm excited to try this beer out, which is named after the fudge of Mackinac, and I think has some in it. So let's give you an idea about this bad boy. It is 5.7% alcohol by volume. It's on the low end of the hop scale at 15 IBU. It's a kind of a very full body. It's a thick, dark beer. And, it says that each small batch is brewed with 5 different malts, real fudge, milk, sugar, and light dose of hops for a deliciously rich and complex chocolate flavor that's not too sweet or too heavy. We first visited Mackinac Island in spring of 2008, where we were instantly smitten. So we couldn't have been more excited when we asked to brew a signature Mackinac Island Fudge Stout. The rich and satisfying milk stout was inspired by long summer afternoons and lazy weekends spent on the island. But just like summer on the island, it'll be gone before you know it, so drink up while it's here. So this seems to be kind of a limited release. It actually says seasonal, May through September. So I'm going to tip this back and try it out. Oh, that's delicious.
You had that look on your face, kind of like, well, I need to think about this one for a second.
Well, you know, I've never had it before, so I didn't know what to expect. And, you know, when you drink a beer, sometimes you got to give it a second just for things to settle down so you can really taste it. I gave it a minute, but definitely malty. It's very thick. And God, it tastes like Mackinac Island chocolate fudge that's been ground up and put inside of a beer. It's good. It's very much a dessert beer. So it's not.
I was jealous when I saw it on the sheet that you were going to be drinking this, because you tend to bring a lot of those. Again, like you said earlier, where, you know, it's not probably not one that you're going to drink six of them or buy six, at least initially. You're going to want to try it because you're right. Those taste kind of, sometimes they're a little bit too much, or they're not quite enough, or there's something about them that you don't, you know, you're not going to like. And again, looking at this, when I first, even just reading the name of it, I said, that's got to be really good. So I don't think I can get any of it around here. And I need to start branching out to get a little bit more of these, because that looks really good.
Well, if you're going to be going to India anytime soon, they have a location there.
Oh, that's true. Okay, we'll have to call them one day.
There's got to be an 800 number. Hey,
what time do you close?
Hey, Sam, is it? Great. Just like, it doesn't even tell you what city it's in. It's in India. Just, you know, go there and just, you know, start walking around.
If it's in English, you can guarantee that nobody's going to know exactly where it is in India. Just tell it's India. That's close enough. India. I did horrible in geography, so I don't know.
India's in Asia.
I can find it on the map, but anything beyond that, stupid American wasn't that interested.
Hey.
What I've got is a New Holland Brewing The Poet Oatmeal Stout. It's a lot like yours. It's quite dark, and the website really doesn't have a whole lot, but the bottle says, oats bring a creaminess and soft mouthfeel to rich, roasty malt character. Pairings are mushrooms, beef, soft ripened cheeses, and chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed there, but it says pretty much what it says. Oats bring a creaminess and soft mouthfeel to rich, roasty malt character. Oatmeal stout, 5.2% alcohol by volume, and the IBUs are 37, so it's kind of like what you had last week where it was a little bit more bitter to it, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, I've actually seen that at the store before. I've never bought it, but I do like New Holland generally, so, I mean, depending on how your review here goes, maybe I'll get some.
I like it quite a bit, and I think the part that really drew me to it is, you know, it's the poet, so it's got the raven on it from Edgar Allan Poe, and he was born, lived, and died, pretty sure, all up in Baltimore, which isn't far from me. It looked cool, the art looked great, so I figured I'd give it a shot, and New Holland hasn't let us down so far.
So you're not going to say nevermore to this beer?
No, I think if I need to get some more, because I think Melissa would like this one a lot. But it's the description is true. It says oats bring out the creaminess and soft mouthfeel to a rich, roasty malt character. And that's pretty much what it is. The description is on point. And I'm going to put this one in Untappd. And I'm going to put it in at a 4. And then I'm going to see what happens as I get through to the end and see if I go up or down a little bit. But I think it would be, as far as stouts go, it's going to be high up there.
I'm impressed. Because, again, you're a little bit more hard on the ratings than I am.
Yeah. No, I like that a lot. And I think it has to just feel if it's going to be heavy for me for the darker ones or not. And it doesn't feel that heavy. But then again, it's, you know, it's later in the day and it's not that hot out because of the big storm we had. So,
see, I like the heavier beers, though. Like, I feel if it's dark, like dark and light to me just don't go well together.
Yeah. I don't think it's really light so much as it is smooth. I think that's probably where... Okay. Where my description is kind of tripping up here, but
like smooth.
I like it. I would buy it, and I would recommend it.
Smooth like butter.
I'm logging this shit on Untappd right now.
Yeah, I'm drinking my fudge here. It's delicious. See, somebody bought our t-shirts.
Yeah, three of them. Yeah,
we're rolling in dough now. If only we made any money on them.
That's all right.
No, you know what? I'm happy that people are buying the shirts and. You know, obviously, this is not the shirts are not a business venture for us. We're not trying to make money. We're trying to give people who support and listen to the show and who are fans the opportunity to wear the two bobs on their boobs.
Well, here, let's do a real now that the beer. No,
that
out
was
of the
it.
Way.
I just did it. That was that was our shirt promo right there. Wear the two.
You can't repeat all that.
Wear the two bobs on your tits. Order a T-shirt.
To check out the Two Bobs t-shirts and mugs, go to thetwobobs.com/swag.
And scene. While we're enjoying our beers, we got a voicemail, didn't we?
We did, and Scary Caller's back again.
Hello, gentlemen. Just wanted to drop a quick note to you this week. I'm free!
I'm out.
No need to worry about your location, however. I prefer the West Coast. Washington State is full of smoking!
I don't know.
I wanted to give a shout out to Mama Bear.
Uh-oh.
She said hello to me.
To the listener.
I think. I'm not sure. But it was nice to hear her reference me. This week, I'm drinking my old standby vodka.
For some reason, that sounds like a good idea.
You can keep your beers. I'm not into bubbly stuff.
Yeah, I got it. I could never drink vodka and record a podcast.
Gentlemen, it's been fun talking to you.
Uh-oh.
But I need to go find a friend. I won't be back for a while.
Is he breaking up?
Or will I?
He's going into solitary.
I hear Detroit is fun.
Uh-oh.
It is.
Oh, no. See?
He's coming my way.
I thought you were safe. He's coming. Well, he's going by way of Washington State, it sounds like. So you've got time to pack.
Is he walking?
He's hitching a ride. I think probably in the back of an 18-wheeler somewhere.
Jeez.
That's our scary caller for the week. And again, if you want to give us a shout, 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627.
So, Robert, Kelly let me know that you cheated on me last week.
One of the people that I met at the Brew Festival a couple weeks ago was Alex Albisu, and he's got two podcasts. And one is the Geek 30 podcast, which is similar to ours. They do a craft beer, and then they talk about, you know, I guess the geeky stuff. So, you know, Star Wars, Marvel, anything like that. The other podcast that he has is called the Dad Chronicle. So he's a new dad, and he and his wife have a two-month-old little girl. He approached me about doing an interview and asked about my experiences being a dad. So I was on that episode this week, which was episode 15. So if you'd like to check out The Dad Chronicle, give him a listen. And that website is thedadchronicle.podbean.com.
Yeah, it's a good, I've listened to a couple of his episodes. It's a good podcast. And it's definitely a departure from what we do here on the Two Bobs.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, you know, I listen to a lot of humorous, entertaining podcasts, but then I also have some that I think are more like true to life type of podcast. And I think he's one of those. And, you know, he's pretty good at interviewing people, getting their experiences and life experiences into the podcast. It's a good show. I definitely recommend it, especially if you're a dad.
Yeah.
There's a lot to relate to, and there's a lot, I think, to learn from when listening to that type of show.
The nice thing about it is so far, too, as he's gone through the episodes, he covers some of this stuff about, you know, again, having a two-month-old and what kind of what that entails. And that's their first child. So he's going through all those things you can kind of relive, which is fun. But at the same point, he's interviewing other dads, which he's able to get their viewpoints on there. And there's people of basically all ranges of how long they've been a dad and how many kids and all that stuff, just the general makeup of how it is. And it's tough work, but I wouldn't change it for anything.
No. It's definitely the most rewarding job in the world. And it is tough. And Alex, certainly being only a dad for 2 months, he's still in the very early stages of the learning curve as far as being a parent and a father. But it's very cool. And I was talking to Kelly after we listened to the episode that you were on. I was like, God, I learned so much about Robert during that episode. So
I didn't learn anything.
Well, you came with the information. You had a cheat sheet in your brain.
It was funny when I called him and there's like nothing on the screen and I have nothing to do. And I'm like losing my shit. I'm practically peeing myself because I'm like, I don't know what to do.
I'm so powerless.
When there's dogs and you go in to pet them and they don't know what to do, they just start pissing. That's pretty much what it was.
Oh, that's funny.
I was dying. I was like, all right, what am I going to do?
That's good.
Too funny.
So, Robert, have you caught up to Game of Thrones yet? Because season 7 is starting in a couple days here. As some of you know, that this isn't broadcast live, so we're a couple of days before the airing of the season 7 premiere.
Well, yeah, by the time this comes out, it'd have already been out for a day. And Alex has said that, you know, he covered it at the end of that episode there, that he'd be happy to come on. So I told him that you really need somebody to talk about Game of Thrones with. And he'd be happy to do it, but I have not.
I need somebody. Damn it.
He'll do it. Although with a 2-month-old, I think whether he'll be able to watch the first episode, you know, and be able to come through, I think that's going to be the tough part. But I think within the next couple of weeks, we'll have him on and you guys can chat about it.
You know who doesn't have a 2-month-old and can probably watch a couple episodes? Bob K.
You? Bob K.
I've watched all the episodes, some multiple times.
You have. Now, I have a question. I don't know if you saw it earlier, but on Facebook, my sister posted a link to a look like a cartoon parody of Game of Thrones. And I commented, does anybody still watch that? She gets a little feisty with me, so she came back and she said, it's better than baseball. Oh. I started to tag you in it and respond to that, but then I realized, and I was gonna answer for you and say even Rob would not agree that Game of Thrones was better than baseball.
Oh, no. Why are you doing this to me?
There you go.
It's like comparing apples and lampshades, though. I mean, like, it's sports versus a fictional television show. What I will say, God damn, why do you put me in these positions? So what? Okay, all right.
Which one is toilet paper and which one is water? No,
I got an answer for you. I will watch baseball. I could watch baseball every night. I love watching baseball.
Yeah.
Except for a Sunday night at 9:00 p.m. Eastern when Game of Thrones is on. There is nothing that will stop me from watching Game of Thrones on a Sunday evening. So I love baseball because it's more personal to me than a television show, because it's a real thing, right? At the same time, there's nothing that could be on the television that would trump watching Game of Thrones.
So you would then, okay, all right. So it's,
so I can't say, it's like asking which one of your kids you love the most. Like, you love them equally, but in different ways sometimes based on their personalities and things like that. Like, I love them for different reasons. that's the best way I can explain it. That's what you got.
Yeah, they have their own challenges and they have their own rewards. So I get it. Okay. You really like your Game of Thrones, so you're all in on it.
I really do. There's a couple guys at the office that watch it too, and one just recently started watching it, like binge watched it to catch up, and just caught up like a week or two ago. So it's, you get us into a conversation and bring up Game of Thrones, it's game over for a good half hour because nothing gets accomplished.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll have to see what happens. You know, hopefully we're still need to finish the House of Cards, which Melissa and I were just talking about just the other day, saying, you know, we're kind of cranking through those, and then we fell off, you know, about halfway through the season before the most recent one. So we need to finish that so we can at least cover the rest of those. So you've already moved on and you're ready for the next show. So I think that train's probably left.
I'm ready for it. But then again, I caught up on House of Cards, so
we lost that window. Game of Thrones is going to be here, and before you know it, it'll be postseason baseball.
And what's crazy is, I mean, you know, with Game of Thrones, like, there's going to be spinoffs. I mean, it's the most successful show ever on television. So I think, you know, it's definitely one, even though you're quite a bit behind, Robert, you have plenty of time. Even if you're watching season 7 months and months from now, it's a show to watch. Even if it's slow, I would, you know, again, but anyways, let's move on. You're pissing me off. So we got to, you know, was it 2 episodes ago when we talked about the gross shit that people have seen at the office? So we,
yes.
So it was a couple weeks ago. We keep getting feedback though. So I feel that we owe it to our audience and our listeners, especially the ones that are nice enough to send in feedback to, you know, kind of mention it again. So not to keep going back to the gross shit, but some friends of ours, actually Shayna from You Don't Know Ish podcast, which is, you know, they're a friend of the show. We're a friend of their show. It's a very cool platform that they have, and you know, they drink beer while they're doing it too, so it's always fun.
And they do pre-drink. She clarified that after you mentioned that last week.
I told you they're already drunk before they hit record. Like, obviously,
they start early. And you know, the only trick is that they sometimes drink the skunk. They drink the Miller Lite. Yeah,
that's like,
I don't know that they've had Bud Light. Yeah, they've got other really good beers that they've had, and then every now and then you'll hear, you know, oh, I'm drinking, you know, I've got a couple Miller Lights here. So
I like them enough.
I won't hold it against them.
No, I like them enough to forgive them for doing that. So anyway, we got a message from Shayna last week. It says, "Hi, Bobberts. Shayna from You Don't Know Ish. I have a gross work story or two. This doesn't have to do with coworkers, but clients. I take applications for housing and had a couple come in to turn in their application. They handed it to me and it was covered, and I mean covered, in dead gnats and gnat feces."
That's nasty.
That's disgusting. I almost threw up. I handed it back to them and told them that I could not accept the application, then ran to the bathroom and scrubbed the shit out of my hands. Literally the shit out of her hands. I gave them a nice new clean application to fill out. They must have been offended that I wouldn't take their poopy application because I decided they did not want to apply after all. Honestly, I was relieved. If an application that was sitting in their house was that gross, imagine the condition they live in. Shivers. Ugh. Last week, I had a lady... Okay, so this is another one. Okay. Yeah, that's disgusting. Another one is last week she had a lady come in to do her application, and she had an open wound on her leg that was full of yellow pus. These are just a few of the daily adventures. Love you guys. Cheers. Thank you, Shayna, for the feedback. And I got to tell you, the bodily fluids in general don't usually disgust me, but if there's anything that our bodies can emit that just makes you want to vomit, it's pus. Like that. Oh man,
it's there to clean out stuff. It's not, you know, it's not something that's very pleasant. So yeah, pus is pretty nasty.
Jeez.
So another one we got here on Instagram was from Melissa Pinkston Moore. One guy in our office had a black nail on his ring finger. I saw him put his hand in the ice machine to put ice in his coffee. That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, you use the scoop. Like, even in my own kitchen, if I'm going to go and stick at any time, if I'm going to stick my hand in the ice tray, I mean, this is my own house, my own kitchen. I'll at least wash my hands first. Like, I don't like to do that. But in the rare case where it's usually because Colin's still sleeping and I need to run the ice, the ice dispenser, and I don't want to wake him up because it's, you know, Harrison drinks out of these stupid metal things. I'll grab a couple out of there, but I wash my hands. I try to pick one at a time so I don't touch any other ice. But some people apparently just don't have the wherewithal to do that. That's disgusting.
And while the last one here we got was on Facebook, and Bo Green actually provided three of them. I think I'll pick the last one just because it is kind of funny. But now for the glory of a local Goodwill. This happened multiple times where people would go in the dressing room and pee on the floor. Someone threw up in a shopping cart. Instead of telling someone, they continued shopping with this cart and just left the trail all around the store. Then the thing I won't ever forget, there was a wall of shelves where they would display the TVs. Well, someone decided to drop a deuce right there on the floor in front of the TV. I guess you're watching Jerry Springer and decided he couldn't wait.
If Jerry Springer's playing on the television, whatever's on there is probably worse than the poop anyway.
Absolutely.
So just public service announcement. I've finished the Mackinac Island Fudge Stout. It was delicious. And I moved on to a Rochester Red, which I think I've had this on the show. It's on my wall, right? Let me see.
You did. No, your mom had that.
No, she Didn't had she? Some other thing.
Oh, maybe she was talking she talked about the Rochester Red when she was on. I asked her. I said, "Do you normally drink any beers?" Because remember, she drank the pineapple.
Oh yeah. Other. So
and she goes, "Oh, I usually go to the cross stitch fair and I drink."
Well,
the
damn Rochester it! So there's no Rochester Red on the wall behind me, which means I haven't drank it on the show before. But it's one of my favorite beers. It's up there, I should say. It is an amber. And it's a Rochester Red Ale from Rochester Mills Beer Company out of Rochester, Michigan. I had another Rochester Mills beer some time ago. I think it was the Blueberry Pancake Stout.
Yeah, you did. I had the
Blueberry Pancake Milkshake Stout by them. But this is probably, I would say probably their, it's got to be their most popular because this is all over the place here. And it's good. Well,
Red's pretty standard. I mean, I think I talked about it before that one of the first beers really outside of growing up, I mean, I think everybody drank Miller Lite. Exactly. Uh-huh. So the only beer that I really grew out of the light and that sort of thing was into Killian's Red. So Reds to me were always the nicer beer, and one of the local brew pubs that we've been to, I guess it's more of a restaurant, but the beer that I always had from there was their house red. It's simple, and I think the taste is enough that most people will want to have it.
Yeah.
It's not too strong in any one particular flavor, but it's a nicer beer than just getting your run-of-the-mill big brewer.
It's a mild flavor. Like you said, it's not too strong really in any direction as far as the flavor goes, but it doesn't taste like a fucking shitty pilsner or anything like that, so that's good.
Well, I finished mine, and I had two in the refrigerator that I could choose from, so I'm going back to the Left Hand Brewing milk stout.
Ooh, I like it with the cow,
not the nitro, and I'm glad I poured it correctly. But yeah,
that one you don't pour that one hard; you pour that one soft.
Otherwise, we'd be pausing about now.
I saw you down in beer like a champ over there, in a vain attempt to catch up to me.
I didn't want you to be too far ahead of me like I was to you last week. So you've got a little bit of that competitive spark in there, too.
What?
With that appetizing thought of the people dropping a deuce in front of a TV and spreading vomit all around the store, how about the most unhealthy order at every chain restaurant? Now, I think we all hit these chains from time to time, and you're never quite sure what to order, and you always want to try to at least have something that's good for you, but as always, there's something on there that's just terrible for you, but you order it anyway.
So in typical Two Bobs fashion, we'll go through each one, and I think we should keep a score of who has had each dish at each restaurant. Okay. I have a feeling the winner is going to be the loser.
You're going to win.
Yeah. So the winner is going to be the loser on this.
You're more adventurous in this stuff than I am.
I'm more adventurous, sure. But also, the world is a sick place, in that the best tasting food is often the most unhealthy stuff. So,
not true.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I want to say, like, the people who are like, I had some kale and some kale salad with some
I just have a salad.
And dip and a ranch. No, I don't even know what people eat healthy. I don't know. But people, it's funny because they eat healthy stuff and then they say how delicious it is, and I think they're lying. So we're going to go through this. Okay.
All right, number one.
Number one is Taco Bell, and their most unhealthy dish is the Double Dia, which is a quesadilla with twice as much meat and sauce and cheese in the middle of it.
Yeah, it says the Double Dilla contains an excessive amount of calories from protein, which is 50 grams of protein. Ooh. So it's 20 to 30 grams of protein, and a meal is plenty. This quesadilla with chicken, jalapeno sauce, and three cheeses has nearly double the amount. Although the description says steak, so a little bit uncertain. But the sodium is what gets me, the 2,020 milligrams of sodium.
That's a heart attack right there. So
and the fat doesn't even really, and the calories don't even really concern me. Is that wrong? 850 calories, 41 grams of fat.
I mean, if you're going to go, listen, if you're going to go eat Taco Bell, you're not trying to be healthy that day, right? So who gives a shit about the calories and the fat? But again, that's a whole lot of sodium, though. So this is the question, though. Have you had this?
I'll say no.
I'm going to have to say yes, I have. So
I knew you had.
I've had the Double D. We are fans of the Taco Bell here.
All right.
It's your turn. There's no number, so I know I have to direct you.
This one's funny because I think I was showing this to Melissa when I saw the article, and this one we have had. I'll go ahead and put that out there right now. Because like you said just a second ago, you know, when you go to these places, you don't really go in there thinking you're going to eat healthy. And this is one that kind of wraps itself around somewhat healthy, but it's Arby's, and it's a roast turkey ranch and bacon sandwich.
Oh,
so you go in there thinking, and they're, let's see, what are they called?
It's turkey. Turkey is good.
Yeah, they're lean. Yeah, they're market fresh sandwiches. They call them market fresh. You think, oh, I'll eat this and skip the French fries, and you know, I'll be wearing a two piece any day. But
well, this is 800 calories, 34 grams of fat, even more sodium though. 2,420 grams of sodium, and it's a milligram. Sorry, grams, you'd be dead. Milligrams, you know, it's still not good for you. It says we're not going to split hairs here. This is a bummer. Turkey is supposed to be good for you, but dietitians don't get paid to make us feel better about our dietary habits. It sounds healthy, but it's really not.
I mean, there's a couple of them that they have on there that I know we've gotten this one a couple of times, but they're actually, the sandwiches are big enough that we end up just splitting them a lot of times. So even half of that is still very high.
Yep. Next one here is Burger King. This is the, and by the way, I have not had the Arby's sandwich, so we're tied.
Okay.
Burger King, the Bacon King sandwich. This thing definitely takes the cake as far as calories. 1,040 calories, ooh, 69 grams of total fat, but it's a little bit lighter on the sodium, so that's good, right?
This one does concern me in the fat. The calories, yeah, it's still higher than the other one, so it looks good, but I don't know that it's all that appetizing, and I think I would be thinking of my kids as I ate it.
First off, I haven't had dinner yet, so it looks delicious. I'm looking at the picture.
It looks good.
And I do want to eat that right now, but I have not had it, and you haven't either. Good for us. We're healthy.
Now, if you're watching your calorie count, this bacon cheeseburger made with 2 quarter-pound patties is probably not the sandwich for you.
We're healthy as shit.
We're going to be wearing a two-piece any day now.
We're so healthy, Robert. You don't even know.
Sonic. You guys got Sonic up there. We don't have one very close, unfortunately, but I don't know if I would. I probably would try this one.
All right. So what is it?
It's the Supersonic Bacon Double Cheeseburger, which is 1,240 calories, 87 total grams of fat, and 1,690 milligrams of sodium.
Holy Moses, that's a lot of fat.
That's right. Eating a bacon double cheeseburger is not healthy. Also, the sky is blue and Ben & Jerry's is delicious. This is the type of sandwich that fuels heart disease if eaten regularly.
I feel like they should put Ben & Jerry's on it and vodka. Oh, man.
I got the rum upstairs, and I think I have another little thing of Chunky Monkey, so you're pushing me in the wrong direction here.
So let me ask you. You
have not had it.
So you haven't had it.
There's no picture here, but it does sound good.
And I do have to admit, I have had that.
Did I put his? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's funny because it says this one burger is the equivalent of taking down 7 Krispy Kreme original glazed donuts. And that, I haven't had 7, but I've had a bunch of them. But they're easy to eat.
What?
You guys are probably.
Are you talking about the Chili's?
No, still the Sonic Burger. God damn it. We haven't announced that we were eating the Chili's.
Do you eat the tots?
That's what I was thinking. I love the tots.
Have you ever gotten the tots with the chili and the cheese on it from Sonic?
With a bacon double cheeseburger from there?
It's only fitting with neck right
if
next
you're going
to
in.
Yeah, you might as well just get a fucking milkshake too.
But make sure you chase it with the Diet Coke.
That's like a...
That sugar will kill you.
Call Kevorkian. That's like assisted suicide right there. If I want to kill myself, I'm going to go to Sonic, get a double bacon cheeseburger with a side of cheesy... chili tots and a milkshake, and just call it a day. See ya. Peace out. All right.
And then head over to the Hermosa Beach Iron Man.
I wouldn't even need a drink. I'd be able to vomit. All right. So next one here is Chili's. And the worst thing on their food menu, the menu in general at Chili's, is the Texas Dry Rub Ribs, the full rack. It's a hefty 1,080 calories, 72 grams of fat, 4,580 milligrams of sodium. This is like something you just eat on the way to the hospital. When Larson took a look at the new Larson apparently is the fucker that wrote this. He took a look at the nutritional stats for these ribs. She said they set off alarm bells, not dinner bells. She's especially concerned that the ribs have double the amount of sodium that's recommended for your entire day and your daily allowance of fat content too. It's basically like eating 9 deep fried Twinkies.
And ribs is one of those things where you wouldn't think that any amount of sauce there's not like there's always this big thing of meat and it's wrapped in bacon. Yeah. You wouldn't think it would be that bad. Oh, it's just ribs. You know, how bad could it be? But and Chili's is one of those too that I don't think I can ever go there and think that I'm eating anything that's good for me.
Well, true.
So I'm not a huge Chili's.
Have you had it? The dry rub ribs.
This no.
Neither have I. So I want some now. But I have.
It does sound good.
I have now. I'll see if they can, maybe cut the sodium down a little bit. All right, next one
Olive Garden for you. Chicken and Shrimp Carbonara, which is 1,590 calories, 114 total grams of fat, 2,410 milligrams of sodium. So you would think it's a chicken and shrimp and it's not that bad, but I think the carbonara part is what gets you. Isn't that like heavy cream?
Yes, it's so good. I love heavy cream.
Does look delicious. So yeah, the sodium is bad and the fat is really where it gets you. This is probably the highest fat so far we've had. And we've had, you know, double bacon cheeseburgers. So we've had half pound of meat plus bacon and we still haven't had this fat count.
It's delicious.
Some breadsticks.
Had it. I've had it. Have you had it? God damn it.
No.
I am totally losing this.
I knew you would.
It's 3-1 so far. Fuck me. All right.
It is 3-1.
Next, Cheesecake Factory chicken and biscuits. I've never met a chicken and biscuits meal that I've thought was healthy, but they're all delicious. 2,260 calories, 68 grams of saturated fat, and 2,008. They had to separate out the saturated fat and 2,870 milligrams of sodium. The towering factory of cheesecake is notorious for its giant menu and even larger portions. It might appear that a dish like the bistro shrimp pasta or pasta carbonara would be the unhealthiest, but ultimately the plate of gravy...
Wrong.
But ultimately the plate of gravy and biscuits allowed us to crown this meal the one to avoid. In fact, Larson says that saturated fat levels are more than triple what the recommended levels are to protect against heart disease. So it's basically heart disease and biscuits.
And the thing about it is when you're eating this, you know that they're going to bring around the cheesecake menu and you're going to throw more saturated calories behind it. So it's not like you're just going to stop at the chicken and biscuits.
Well, no, you can't go to Cheesecake Factory and not eat.
Well, that's what I mean. So you're going to...
I mean, that's like putting pineapple on pizza.
You don't put fucking pineapple on pizza.
You don't put fucking pineapple on pizza.
You know, Gordon Ramsay actually saw, and I didn't send it to you earlier, but I saw that he's willing to eat pineapple on pizza for charity. So
that's awesome.
There's a little bit more to that. We'll put the article in. We'll put the link in the show notes.
I do it for a cause, but I wouldn't be caught dead ordering it on my own accord.
Yeah, it says, if we hit 500 donations in the next 48 hours, I'll eat this fucking god-awful pineapple pizza on Facebook Live. Don't forget, your donation will also give you a chance to be my VVIP on the F word. So click on the link in the bio and go now. So yeah, Gordon Graham on Instagram, Gordon Graham, and he's got a link right there. So it's all for a good cause.
That's awesome. Gordon, I'd hang out with Gordon Ramsay for sure.
He'd be fun.
All right, next on our list, it's your turn.
Applebee's, New England fish and chips, which you know is not going to be that good for you, but anything with tartar sauce, 1,990 calories, 137 grams of total fat, 4,540 milligrams of sodium.
There it is.
If you only have time for one meal a day, this Applebee's meal consists of 3 fried pieces of fish, has your back. The dish has enough calories for the entire day.
Man, that's crazy. And oh, by the way, I have not had the biscuits and gravy from
00
from Cheesecake Factory. And also, I have not had the New England fish and chips from Applebee's. So,
yeah, I would because I like fish and chips, but it's just a carrier for the vinegar.
I want one of each of everything on this menu right now. I'm starving.
They do sound good.
I didn't eat lunch till like 3:30 today because it was just one of those days, but I'm so hungry. All right, next. Wendy's Dave's Triple, 1,070 calories, 30 grams saturated fat, 71 grams of protein. Figuring out how much protein you need in a day is not an exact science, but Larson is confident when she says that no one needs this much protein in one meal, let alone in one sandwich. In fact, she says that 72 grams is the entire amount recommended for a 160-pound man in an entire day. Luckily, none of us have to worry about that. And to...
We can at least have twice that then, according to that.
Yeah. And to add insult to injury, the sandwich has about as much saturated fat as 30 strips of bacon. So the question is going to have to be, have you had it?
I'm going to put you down for one, but I'm going to put me down for zero.
So I don't think I've had the triple. I know I've had the double, which, you know, is 2/3 of all those figures that we've just reviewed, but I have not had the triple. So it's going to be 0-0 on that one.
All right. Well, I did it in pencil so I can change it. Now, this one I have seen a lot of people eat, and I'm gonna put myself down at zero here again. But this is a double quarter pounder with cheese at McDonald's. For some reason, this seems practically like a salad based on everything else, but it's 770 calories, 45 grams of fat, 1,310 milligrams of sodium. So, I mean, again, this is the salad of all the things we've read so far.
I use it as a garnish on a salad, actually. No, I've had it. I have had it. It's, you know what though, it
looks good.
What's the new Big Mac that's out? That's
the King Mac or whatever
the hell it is. It can't be nearly. It's got to be more than this, right? It's a double quarter pounder. But all right, why don't they just call it a half pounder? Saying all right,
that's right. Oh, the Grand Mac.
Kiff. Oh yeah. Good. I want one. So KFC.
Yeah, the special.
They
sauce.
Had to make a special container just for it because it wouldn't fit in any of the other ones. KFC extra crispy chicken breast 2-piece, 780 calories, 47 grams total fat, 1,750 milligrams of sodium. While 2 pieces of chicken might sound like a healthy dinner, looks can be deceiving. There are sky-high levels of fat and sodium. Just 2 pieces of KFC's chicken because it's breaded and fried. The sodium levels are fucking terrible, and you shouldn't order this unless there's a side of mac and cheese with it. I paraphrase that.
The worst part is it's KFC, though.
You know what, though?
Are you a KFC guy, though,
no,
or Popeye? You guys got Popeyes up there. You got, like, Bojangles or something.
We do. We have Popeyes, and I think that's a lot better. I mean, really, even, like, we have some, like, local, like, regional chains, like Chicken Shack and stuff like that,
yeah,
that actually have a lot better chicken.
Yeah.
I've had KFC before. Good. You know what, though? I've heard that the extra crispy chicken, and maybe it just started off this way, maybe it's not anymore, but it was basically the chicken that they couldn't sell the day before, they would re-bread it and then refry it to make it extra crispy the next day.
That's like Slippy.
Slippy, crippy. Well, you know what Colin says, Rice Cribby treats instead of Rice Krispy treats, so that's where I get it from.
Oh, man. He's too funny.
I don't think I've gotten the extra crispy. I've gotten the regular crispy.
Well, you have to get the... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about this. You know, I'll put myself down for a one just because I think we probably have had the extra crispy, but I don't know whether I've had 2 chicken breasts, but it says 2-piece, so it's probably the breast and wings.
Probably.
I probably had that. I'll put you down for a zero.
I haven't had it.
You need a couple mulligans here.
Yeah, it's a gimme. All right, next, your turn.
Outback Steakhouse, slow-roasted prime rib. Which, you know, we're big prime rib fans here. And this one's 1,773 calories, 144 grams of total fat, and 1,600 milligrams of sodium.
There's hardly any sodium.
The fat is what's going to get you. Like Biggie Smalls, Larson says prime rib is also notorious. Though in the prime rib's case, it's for being high in fat and calories. Probably why it's so good.
Biggie Smalls doesn't say anything anymore. He's fucking dead, Larson.
He says, worm, get out of my eye.
Does Larson know?
She's a hack. Now, this does look good.
It's upsetting me. I'm starting to swear now.
It is getting late. You said that, you know, that elderly listener was commenting on your use of the F word, and you ratcheted it up right as we were talking about the wasps. So no wasps this time.
I don't give
you
a
watch
fuck
your mouth.
What an elderly listener says about me using the fuck word.
Well, you know, Anna D was not happy that somebody was commenting to you about
Anna
it.
Anna D so. Wants me to say fuck even more. So, you know, fuck, fuck, fuckity fuck. You know?
Well, I said, well, no, that's his mom. Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm sorry, Mom. I do really care what she says.
It was an accident.
But I'm not going to stop saying the F word.
As long as it's I love you.
As long as it's that. Everything else, I just ignore.
Red Lobster? You got Red Lobster up there?
Yeah, we have Red Lobster up here. I live in the Midwest, Robert. We have all the restaurants.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, we got the whole list. I have the whole list here within 10 minutes from my house.
Can you buy ice cream?
Oh, shit, we can buy ice cream. All right, Red Lobster. Is it my turn? Yeah, it's my turn. First off, I haven't had the prime rib from Red Lobster. Or from Red Lobster. From Outback. So, Red Lobster, crab linguine Alfredo, 1,910 calories, 121 grams of total fat, 4,520 milligrams of sodium. Larson is disappointed that a low-calorie, lean protein choice like crab was made super unhealthy. She attributed that to the fact that it was served with a huge portion that had a ton of added fat. It's 1,910 calories. It's about what you need in a day, and the sodium is about double the recommended value. God, that's a lot of sodium. Due to the sodium content, Larson says, is potentially dangerous for those who have high blood pressure or kidney disease. While there's nothing fun about high blood... Funny, there's no... Wait, no. While there's nothing fun about high blood pressure or kidney disease, it is fun to say the word linguine. We would say that word all day and never get tired of it. Linguine. So...
I would eat it, though. Crab
linguine. Oh, shit, yeah.
It's the Alfredo. That's...
I'm even questioning that maybe I've had it in the past. I don't think I have because, I mean, if I'm going to Red Lobster, I'm probably going to get crab legs.
Yeah.
But it looks delicious. Like, I feel like I'd want to have it, but I don't think I have.
Alfredo is, when I see Alfredo, it's like whatever we had up at the top, you know, with the heavy cream in there. I steer clear.
Well, you know, Alfredo is actually Italian for going to need a nap. I don't know if you speak Italian, but that's what it is.
You know, this is the last one here, and I love some Panda Express, but I always get the same thing. I get the orange chicken, sometimes the double portion. Sometimes if I feel like, because it's expensive, if I feel like saving a little bit of money, I'll get the single portion. I get the white rice.
I get the noodles, the lo mein noodles. The
noodles is, yeah. It's good. I do like lo mein, but not with orange chicken.
Like it soy sauce on that.
Doesn't seem like it would go. But this is the chow mein. This is practically a salad, too. 510 calories, 22 grams of fat, 900 milligrams of sodium. So
I feel like
they had to pick something.
So are they basically saying that the worst thing at Panda Express is only 510 calories?
Pretty much. And not that much fat. 22 grams, 900 milligrams of sodium.
Well, shit, I can eat Panda Express all day long. Then I'm going to go on a Panda Express diet. I have one near work. I have one near home. We're good.
Surprisingly, it's a side dish at Panda that is one of the unhealthiest items on the menu. And it's not a meaty main like a Beijing beef. The chow mein has more calories and sodium than the entree options.
Seriously.
So, yeah, that's pretty good, though.
You reckon the chow mein? I reckon so much.
Oh, man, it's good. Now, the ones around here, I'm always surprised that they don't have any Asians working there.
No.
I'm always wondering, like, is this authentic?
I went to Monterey, California once and walked into the only fast food restaurant I could find near my hotel.
You said walk.
which was a Taco Bell. And guess what? There were Mexicans working inside the Taco Bell.
See? That's how you feel it's authentic.
Mexican food at Taco Bell.
The Panda Express around here doesn't...
My mind was blown. I was like fucking Jaden Smith walking into that place. I'm like, holy shit. There's actual Mexicans work, because there's Taco Bells all over the place over here. We don't have any Mexicans, though. That's the problem. So,
well, speaking of Jaden Smith, he friended me the other day, but that's another story.
Another reason we're famous.
All right. Well, let's tally this up. 1, 2. So you got.
Yeah, I got you.
Why you only have 4 out of this is mind-boggling to me. You said yes to pretty much everything. But it's 4-2.
4-2.
I win.
I won, lost. It's the only way I know to explain it. I ate more unhealthy things than you, and that's how we win games on the Two Bobs.
You're all the better for it.
One restaurant that I noticed was not on the list is Chick-fil-A.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Now, you have Chick-fil-A by you in your neck of the woods?
We do.
We have one Chick-fil-A, and what's funny to me, because... I've been going down to Myrtle Beach for years, and there's several down there. So, you know, Chick-fil-A is not a big deal to me. Up here in Michigan, though, the Chick-fil-A franchise has just expanded into Michigan within the last year. What's funny to me, though, is it's expanded into the food court of a very, very upscale mall in a very, very upscale area. That's one of the wealthiest areas of the country in Southeast Michigan. They decided to open a Chick-fil-A. But what's funny to me is that every single time we go there, I've never actually been to the one in Michigan because there is a line Like, it's, you know, they have like the rope stanchions, like, you know, like, yeah, you're waiting in line for a roller coaster. They have that in the food court in front of Chick-fil-A, and then like another line going all the way down. And I haven't been to that particular mall in a little while, but it is usually where I pick up my iPhones on release day. But yeah, God, it's, so we have one Chick-fil-A, but
that's just Chick-fil-A though. Even here where they're fairly abundant, the line is always so long. But they have so many people there that basically put everything together for you. So the wait time is not as long as it would be anywhere else. It's unreal. They staff more people because they know it's going to be a long wait.
Yeah. I mean, it's good, though. It's good. It's a good Christian company, you know. So one of us had shared one of these an article with each other about this lady who went into a Chick-fil-A, and she wasn't just a regular customer. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this happened in Marietta, Georgia, and evidently this woman, Tara Marie Solemn, she went to Chick-fil-A through the drive-thru and insisted on getting a law enforcement discount. She said, I'm a federal agent. I need a law enforcement discount. But evidently, Chick-fil-A's policy is that she needs to be in uniform. Well, she was denied and decided to escalate it further.
Yeah, so she basically went in, said she was a federal agent outside of uniform, and wanted a discount. What's funny to me is she wasn't even asking for free food. She just wanted like a civil 10%. Servant 10-20% whatever it is discount. She still wanted to pay for her food, but she didn't want to pay as much as the restaurant wanted her to charge. So the statement said Solomon went inside the restaurant, spoke to two different managers. During the conversation, she began slinging explicit language towards them as customers with children looked on. Solemn insisted that the uniform policy would blow her cover and possibly get her killed. Even she even presented a silver badge.
With Ben, when he was younger, he always liked to go visit the fire stations, and they would give him, you know, little badges and hats. And I can only imagine what she's in my head, what she's showing them is, you know, junior firefighter from the local Marietta.
You know, it was made out of plastic, volunteer. Right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, so it says she later changed her story, claiming that she worked for the Georgia Bureau of Investigations instead of a federal agency. She also called the corporate office, providing her name as Agent Solemn, to confirm her status. But the Georgia Bureau of Investigation officials told police they had no employees by that name. She was held in the local jail, but she's now out on bond. And the thing about it is, now Chick-fil-A, and actually in general, fast food locations are not that cheap anymore. And we talk about it every now and then. It used to be for $5. You could eat like a king at McDonald's, but now it's closer to 10. You know, everything has gotten so expensive. So even at Chick-fil-A, I think if I go by myself, it's probably $7.
Oh, for sure. What's funny to me, though, is she had to pay bond to get out. Just to, because she wanted to save $2 on her meal.
She's not, yeah, I can guarantee it's not even that. And the time that she spent doing this to save the money, let's say it's 20%. You know, you're right there. So it's $1.40. If it's 25%, it's maybe pushing $2, and that's a stretch.
Maybe.
So if she's got kids with her in the car or other people that she's buying for, and you know, maybe it starts to push a little bit, but come on. I mean, how much of your time is it worth for you to sit there and argue with people and hold everybody up and look like a jackass that everybody standing behind you is looking at them going, why am I waiting behind all this?
And then she calls the corporate office.
That's, yeah. So she said,
I appreciate it. She's a lady of principle.
She's a lunatic.
Well, she's a lunatic. I mean, let's face it. She's a fucking lunatic, right?
Let's get her voice and see if she is the scary caller, because there might be a correlation.
She looks like she might be.
She could be.
If you're going to impersonate a federal officer, who would do it just to save a couple and risk going to jail, which she ended up doing, but who would do it just to save a couple of bucks? That's crazy.
On some chicken. The waffle fries are good, though. And they have Diet Dr. Pepper, which not a lot of places have.
That's true. The McDonald's by me have Diet Dr. Pepper, which I very much appreciate.
You know what I don't see a lot of is Cherry Coke.
I
do like Cherry Coke. They have a Cherry Coke there, but if I get it there, I have them mix it with Diet Coke because I cut some of the sugar.
It's
back.
Sporadic.
I do like the Diet Coke.
I like all the pops, all the Diet Pops.
Soda.
So anyway, I think that's got to be it for this week, Robert. You know,
that's episode 27 in the books.
We've done it all. We've done it all. We've said it all today. And I think it's time to send our listeners out back into the world for another week. And we'll see them again next week.
I'd like to give our little speech here as we close to tell everybody where to find us. But I think by now you know. It's at Two Bobs Podcast on all the social things. We also have an email.
It's hello@thetwobobs.com. Or you can also just go to thetwobobs.com. As a matter of fact, just go ahead and go there because it has all the things that you can, all the ways. You can find
the phone number, the email. There's a contact page that Shayna used earlier.
You put a fucking button on the mobile website. You don't even have to dial the phone number. You just push the button and magically you're connected to our voicemail. Like we do the work for you.
We are accessible. Text, email, phone, all that stuff.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.